Welcome to Victory Talk with Victoria. On this podcast, you will receive expert advice from Victoria Riolano, psychology professor and author of The Victory Walk, on how you can live a life that is winning. The life of defeat was never meant for you. So let's walk out our next victory in Jesus' name.
Welcome back to Victory Talk with Victoria. So this week, I want to bring you guys a topic called being focused for transition. So there's a saying that says, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And so what that simply means is sometimes God will present us with opportunities, but because we aren't ready for them, we don't have the character, we don't have the mind space, and we don't even have the time to do what he's called us to do. And so today I want to encourage you guys to start making a plan now for your next big transition so that when God's ready to present you with the opportunity, you're ready to walk into it with absolute victory. So I want to give you guys 6 quick tips for how you can walk into your next victory and be successful, right? Okay, so number one, I want you to check your perspective. Check your perspective. So a lot of times our perspectives are built upon our past disappointments, our past betrayals, our past failures. Do you get the words that I'm saying? Our past, our past, our past, our past. A lot of times we allow our filter to be based on things that we've personally experienced or things that we've allowed ourselves to see in other people. But instead, we have to allow our perspective aligned to what God is saying. Because when we do so, we'll find that all the promises that God has for us that we find in the Bible pertain to our situation. And so if God has promised that his children will never be begging for bread, you don't have to worry about provision. If God has promised that he will heal his children, then you can believe that if you're believing for God to radically shift your health, that he's going to do it. If God has said that he has good plans for his children, then you can believe that even if things don't go according to your plans, that God still has great plans for his children. So by shifting our perspective and allowing his voice to be what leads us into our next situation, we're able to filter our experiences through the word of God and see them from a positive light, even when they don't seem to add up to what we thought they should be. So number one, you must check your perspective. Now is a good time to ask yourself, is the way I'm thinking lining up to what God said about me? Is the way I'm thinking lining up to God's words over my life? Because if they're not, chances are most of the other things that God will try to bring your way, you may even accidentally self-sabotage yourself just with your very own words. So step one, check your perspective. Number two, take an inventory of your time. So we hear about this topic a lot of times around the end of the year. Everyone is saying, hey, make sure you cut people off who aren't serving their purpose. Make sure you cut things out of your life that aren't serving their purpose. And we just go on a frenzy of unfriending people and not dealing with people who no longer benefit us. But instead of seeing it this way, I actually want to challenge you guys to think about situations in your life that may have become a holy distraction for you. So in an earlier episode, I kind of broke down this topic of a holy distraction. And so in a nutshell, a holy distraction is something that is not necessarily bad. However, for you, it's become toxic, or for you, it's replacing the amount of time that you would normally spend with God. For instance, let's say you are very into volunteer work and you volunteer at the substance abuse center, and you volunteer at church, and you volunteer at the homeless center, and you volunteer so much that when God calls you to do the new thing, you seriously have no time for it. It's not that you aren't capable, You simply do not have the time for it because you're overstretched. And so now's a good time to ask yourself, what are the things that I'm participating in that God is calling me to let go of? And those are the hardest things, because a lot of times these are the great things. These are things that people would normally applaud you for doing. However, there comes a time when we have to step to the side so that we can allow someone else to shine in that specific area. So today, I want to encourage you guys to take an inventory of your time. Ask yourself, what are the things that you have called me to do for now? And what are the things that you've called me to do maybe later or maybe never, right? Sometimes a season has just passed and it's time to move on. So I love the verse in Psalm 90:12 that says, teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. In other words, when we have this perspective of, you know what, tomorrow is not promised, we have to start making wise choices about how we spend our time and how we spend our energy, because we recognize that our time is valuable. So that's number two, take inventory of your time. Number three, find a verse that you can stand on. And so for me, every year I try to find a new verse that's going to be my foundational principle. And these verses will be what carries me. One year, my verse was all about kindness and gentleness. The verse said something to the rhyme and rhythm of, let your gentleness be known to all because God is near. And so that entire year, that was the focus of what I was going to do. Or maybe your verse is about finances, or maybe your verse is about being courageous. If your verse is about being strong and courageous, that will certainly empower you to do what God has called you to do for your upcoming transition. Whatever your verse is, find a verse that reminds you of the goodness of God, a verse that reminds you to be strong and courageous and bold about what God has called you to do in this next season. Okay, so number four, God wants us to seek wisdom. Seek wisdom. And so I love where it says in James, it says, if anyone does not know the answer, seek God for wisdom and believe that he will answer. And so I also love Proverbs 14:12. It says, there is a way that seems right to man, but it ends only in the path of death. In other words, we can't just rely on our own wit. We have to seek wisdom from God and wisdom from people that God has placed in our life that will be an opportunity for us to be strategic and hear what other people think. Because sometimes we can come up with a great plan and God is like, okay, that's great. Now, can you do what I asked you to do? And so it's super important that we seek out God's revelation for what he's called us to do, that we surround ourselves with people who encourage us to go after the things of God, who encourage us to always listen to God first, and people who are willing to challenge us if they see that we're going way off the mark. It is so good to seek accountability. That doesn't make you weak. That doesn't mean that God is less important, but that does mean that God will use people who already have the knowledge and the wisdom that you're seeking, and he will have them to minister unto you if you're willing to hear it. Okay, and so the last thing I want to share with you guys is that we have to give ourselves permission to move on. So Philippians 3:13 says this, forgetting what lies behind me and straining forward to what is ahead, I press on towards the goal of the higher calling. In other words, I have to leave behind those things that have tried to tell me that I'm not good enough for this. I have to leave behind those thoughts that try to tell me that I'll never be able to make it, or those thoughts that tell me I'll probably fail again. And I have to press forward. I have to give myself permission to move on. This is especially true if you want to try to turn a new leaf in a relationship. Years ago, I remember going through a really painful situation in a relationship. And I said to myself, Victoria, you cannot allow yourself to move on, because if you do it, you're opening yourself up to be hurt again. And I want to tell you that that is not the truth. Sometimes the reason why we're still so stuck in hurt is because we've decided we want to stay stuck there. And so what we have to do is take tangible steps to get up and out of the hurt and the pity party and the shame and the guilt of the past. We have to make a decision. You know what, God? I thank you that you're for me. I thank you that even though I went through that, that you're going to use it to my advantage. You're going to use it to my good, and I'm coming out on top. I thank you, God, that nothing that tried to stop me from my past season is going to be able to stop me in my future season. And when you go into situations with that attitude, you're going to be more than ready for your next transition. And so, guys, these are just a few quick tips, and I pray that they bless you, and I pray that they've given you a little bit of to go after what God has called you to do. Because like I always say, there are some great things that God wants to do to you and through you, but it's going to come with prayer, and it's also going to come with action. And so I pray that all these things encourage you to check your perspective, to find that verse that you can stand on, to take inventory of your time, and to seek wisdom above all and beyond all of that, that you would seek God first, that you would seek God first for every good thing that he's called you to do. Because when you do so, I believe you will be empowered to win every single time.
Thank you for tuning in to Victory Talk with Victoria. We pray this episode inspired you to win. For more on how you can live in complete victory, head to www.victoryspeaks.org and subscribe. You can also grab the new book, A Victory Walk, a 21-day devotional on victorious living on Amazon.com. May you walk out your complete victory in Jesus' name.